Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yay! We are back.
We're back. Yes, we had good reason to be gone. So, yeah, we did good. We had a good time. Let's see how many people we can get in this here chat room. I do see one person in particular that I would like to do a shout out in the chat room, and here's why. I did finally get my water bottle with a straw. Thank you, Cindy. And I put up, it says, "Only love heals." It says, "Only love," all the way around there. My first sticker and my fancy new water bottle with a straw.
Yay.
May I never struggle to drink water on the show again. Thank you, Cindy, for sending that to me. All right. So, anyways, I tell you what, it pays off sometimes to struggle on the show, right? So,
Let me help you.
poor Tracy. Oh my God, my flight home. I swear to God, people were probably doing that because I must have dropped the stupid phone. It would sit on my lap, and then I'd lean forward and boom. Oh my God, I am that person that keeps dropping their phone on the airplane and it's loud. It's like, boom. And
It is.
it's
It's a
just
very
like,
distinctive sound. So you know exactly
you
what
know
you
exactly what it was. I think I dropped it four times in one flight. So, anyone that was on that flight with me, I apologize. I was that person. And there you have it. But anyways,
Now I
now
know.
we know. And I also know twice now that they make seats on airplanes with no windows.
No,
I
again.
did get moved on the second on the flight home. But you guys, I got on my flight to Hawaii on my little hopper flight. I may or may not have been a cantankerous person. I don't know. But anyways, I ended up on this
Not
seat that was
Tracy.
the very last seat back at, I was at the very back and there was no window. And I asked the gal, "Is there any chance I could move to a seat with a window?" And she goes, "We're a full flight, but be happy. You're going to the most beautiful place on the planet." And I wanted to laugh and say, "But I won't be able to see it." Anyways, then on the way back, sure enough, I got a window seat, right? I'm like, "Oh, it's a window seat. I love that." And then if I'm tired, I can just sleep. And if I want to look, I can watch the takeoff and see the island. I get in there, no window. And I had the best couple sitting by me. They were just so funny and easygoing. But I do have to say, with no window, and the seats were very tightly niched together, I'm sitting there waiting for this plane to move, realizing I'm getting very claustrophobic. And so I did ask if I could move. But here's the thing. Okay, I love this. I love this. Nobody's sitting behind us. Like we're crammed in this row. Nobody's sitting behind us. And I asked the flight attendant, "Can I move to the seat back here so that I could have the window? Because I'm getting a little," and she's like, "Oh, well, I'll have to ask. I can't just move you." Okay. I'm not going to reveal the airline, but I will not use them again. It's like, okay. And the couple that's with me, they're like, "She'll get that for you. She's going to do that." And then they're telling me their stories and we're giggling and we were having a good time. I wish that I could have actually stayed seated with them, but I know I would have been very claustrophobic 2 hours into that flight. I might have been coming out of my skin. So the gentleman comes back, looks at me, not like, "Hey, ma'am, I have a better seat for you. Come on with me." No, looks at me and goes. So these two have to, I know, I'm like, "Oh no." And they're like, "Oh, goody, they're going to get you a new seat." And he did. But he takes me past the one that was right behind, past the one behind that. And takes me to the row behind that. And he says, "You can sit in that one." Julia already knows the whole basic story that I went through getting there. I bought a basic ticket. So I was like, okay. And here's the other thing. I did not bring my phone charger that had the USB charger on it. So I had to use a plug-in. The seat ahead of me had the plug-in. The seat he was putting me in only had the USB charger, so I wouldn't be able to watch my movies or my phone would be so dead. So I'm getting in that seat and I said, "So there's no way I can sit in that one so I can plug my phone in?" And he goes, "That's an upcharge." And he wasn't even offering it to me for an upcharge. He wasn't even saying, "Well, I could do that one for you if you wanted to pay a little more." No. He was saying, "You have to pay more for that seat." Okay. And I'm like, "You know what? Never mind." I went inside out. I didn't have anybody sitting next to me. The whole row was open. So why there? And then the two rows ahead of me were open. So when they weren't looking, I jumped out of that seat, moved up. I didn't stay there because he was a Nazi. He would have been like on me for that. So I jumped up there, I plugged it in, and luckily I had the long cord, right? So I plugged it in and I kind of tucked the cord in through the seat and brought it back to my phone because I didn't mind sitting where I was sitting. I didn't have anybody with me, and I wasn't interrupting anybody's flight by being plugged in. So I sat there and watched my movies, but I thought, why did I have to behave like I was doing something naughty just to plug my phone in so I could watch a movie and not sit there for 5.5 hours staring at the back of a seat? And it's like your some flights, they provide you with screens in the backrest or
I don't
whatever.
know if they do that anymore because the flights I was on just they didn't have any of that, and everybody's using their phones or their iPads, you know.
Yeah. So at least give us a way to plug those in.
Right, you just tap into their system that
Yeah.
has all the movies and everything, but they don't have the screens anymore. And
Oh.
I'm like, I didn't do that. I just stared at the back of the
Oh.
seat.
Yeah.
The games. I didn't. I slept.
I watched I got to watch a couple of movies. I hadn't seen the Top Gun one, the new one. So that was
Not
on.
the
That
new
was
one.
on one of their movie selections. So I watched that in a little bitty screen. But luckily I had the earbuds, so it was like surround sound. That was pretty cool. But no, it's just like, and then even when they're rolling the cart by to offer you water and stuff, it's kind of more like they're not saying, "Would you like something to drink?" They're just kind of holding up a water bottle and some cups. You know, and it's like, these guys need, what's going on? It's like, are they just so burned out of their jobs? And it could be. And they're just really, and I just kept thinking, okay, this is an interesting experience. But I did end up, I had to keep telling myself, listen, you got a really nice seat with a window and nobody's next to you, and you figured out how to plug in your phone. It's okay that in my mind, if the guy could have said, "Well, you can sit here, but let's plug this in for you." They were not trying to accommodate in any way at anything, and it was like, why is this so hard for them? Like, it was like black and white. No, sorry, can't help you with that. Okay. And then their announcement would come on about how they would like to, "Please let us know if there's anything we can do to make your flight more
Like, except
comfortable."
me.
Yeah, there is. There's something you can do to make me more comfortable. Could I plug in my phone? And it's like, oh my goodness. So it was quite an extraordinary experience. And we'll leave it at that. So I may be choosing different a different airline next time. So yeah. Now that being said, you guys, Hawaii was amazing. Absolutely amazing. So
Now, is that your no, I know you were there before. I know that answer. Duh, that's where I met
you,
you.
yeah. No, we didn't meet there. Oh yeah, we did on Honolulu. You're right. Yeah, so now we've got to be to all the islands now that you can visit. Yeah. And I stared at all the ones you can't. So yeah. The military one, the private owned one, the Olokini Island, yeah, you have to stare at all of those. But anyways, yeah, I loved it. It was interesting because Maui was up till this point, that was my favorite island, right? And then I get to go to Kauai and spend a week there and then go to Maui, which I was like, okay, Kauai is your favorite island. Let's find out what this is about. I want to understand it. And it was like they're almost tied. It didn't take over, I still going to Maui. I was still like, yeah, I really like it here. They have 35 miles of beaches. And you can just, there's some you can go out and snorkel. There's some you can go out and surf. There's some you can just walk out and it's like a kiddie wading pool, you know. And it was just like, there's so many beaches offered in Maui. And in Kauai, the not as big of a selection of beaches, but there's so many other amazing things going on there. And the energy of this island and the people there were fantastic. And yeah.
Yeah,
So
I always like the, like you say, the energy. It's more quaint. It's just a different vibration than the other ones.
it is.
They tend to, because they have larger cities on most of them, they have some of that larger city feel, where Kauai just doesn't.
It doesn't. No. And that's what I liked about Maui is that I don't know that I would call any of the places that I've been to so far there a city. They had towns. You know, they had your basic shopping, like local stuff. You had your tourist stuff, and you know, they have the mountains and they have the lower end, and there it's just got a lot of variety. We went to a goat farm. That was interesting. And I tried what was it, a coffee bean, chocolate covered coffee truffle
Oh, okay.
made with goat milk.
Well, there you go.
One and done, folks. That was one and done. I don't know what it is about goat milk. It's not my thing. So I tried it and I got to play with the goats. And so that was fun. I mean, I just, the things, there's so many things that were done, right? Adventures had so many. So it was good. And I got to experience two of the islands at the same time. So it was like, they're both, yeah. When I was trying to describe it to the kids, I was telling my youngest one, I think you would like Maui versus Kauai, because Kauai is probably going to be more of your older people that are ready to just kind of relax. And
It's relaxed, although there were a lot of younger people on there.
oh yeah. Yeah, but it is more relaxing, I think, in
But
Kauai.
didn't that one person tell us that Maui was a party island? She considered it the party island.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that
I
definitely.
suppose Lahaina would be kind of the party place, because they have night, like they have bars there that I'm sure that's where the young people go.
Probably.
But you don't have to go to that part of the island if you don't want to party, you know. So yeah, so it was fun. It was good. Lot of things to see and experience and do that. Oh. Interesting. Do we want
Okay.
to
So,
do that? We're both looking at a prompt that
yeah.
came up beneath us. Do we
Yeah.
want
Call online too. All right. That's not something we get every day. So,
that? But hey, I think that would be fun. Let's invite that to
absolutely.
happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Just let Madeline through. Hello?
Okay, maybe not. Yeah.
We don't do this enough to know how it works.
No. Okay, so we're gonna guess what she had for a question.
She's there.
Oh, there she's there. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
Hello.
Madeline.
Ah. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. How are you guys doing?
Doing
Great. How are
wonderful.
you?
Good, good. I have a little bit of a like lag on the feed. It's like, I don't know, it stops and then it comes back on. Who knows?
Okay.
And did you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. Well, first, let me say I'm so grateful for you guys. And this is so exciting. I see you guys don't get a lot of callers. So I said, let
Yeah.
me jump on.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So my question is, how are you perceiving the energies in these few days? Because I've been perceiving, I had like a day, like the day before yesterday was kind of dense, but I see so much activity, and I wanted to know how you guys perceive the energy so far.
I missed a piece in there. Perceive the energy of what? Or in general of each day? Because then it jumped to you saying that a couple of days ago you felt it felt dense to you. So I don't know if there's something in between there.
Yes. I just wanted to know how you're perceiving it in these days.
In the days, like each day?
Mm-hmm. No, like today. Like, I don't know, like recently.
Okay. Well, now here's something, and you've got to, I don't know about you, Tracy, you got back yesterday. I got back on Monday, and I've been dealing with jet lag. And so my time and my days have been completely off. Today is the first day that feels like it's right, like it's correct. So today feels much lighter for me because it's in synchronous, it's synchronous, whatever you want to call it. The other days I was just chalking, if there was anything that felt odd, I was chalking it up to jet lag because time was completely off for me. And I wasn't expecting that because I was still in the United States. It was like, what?
Yeah, time has been really interesting. And the energy, so what I might say with that is that we did just come off of Mercury in retrograde. And I know that we had seven planets retrograding at the same time. I don't know what they were, but there could be something astrologically that's going on mm-hmm. where you're feeling that pull. Plus, my dear, we have a full moon on the 9th. And so that's only 2 days away. So you might be feeling a lot of that energy of our star system playing havoc with the energy.
Madeline, is this something that normally happens to you where you're feeling the energies and you're just wondering about right now? Or I'm wondering if maybe you're getting more sensitive and just developing more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm probably developing more and being more sensitive, even though normally on full moon nights, I don't even have to know the moon is full. I just have so much blasting energy.
So there is, and I think we're all going to be experiencing a lot of energy influxes, and it's my understanding that we are, and I think that was an astrology thing as well, that this end of this year is really going to go through some more wonky stuff that's going to, we are in a purge. What is a purge going to do? It's just going to keep bringing our stuff up until it's done purging. Mm-hmm. And the energy of the planet and the stars and all the things are designed to help us to make that surface. So if you're finding that you're getting hit with a dense or heavy energy, get excited about that. How about that for a change of way to think about it? Get excited about it because it's time to look at something that's ready to heal and be moved on. And then what comes next is very exciting and good because you got it cleared out.
Yeah. So the feeling to me is like when you said that, be excited about it. When you said it, it showed me it's like, yeah, it's another layer. You're going on a layer deeper, if not more. So yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, you're doing some big shifting over there. And you're in Florida, is that right?
Yes.
So you're East Coast energy. That energy right now is just looking into that as you're talking about it. You guys just went through the hurricane and stuff, too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you had a lot of energy pushing through there. That's a big cleanse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you just get lots of hugs, honey. We just need to hug you big time because you're moving through a lot of stuff, and even the planet itself is expressing that through the weather. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm in Miami, and we weren't hit But yes, I've seen some footage. When was it? Yesterday, because I try not to watch too much.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, it's been devastating for some areas. Absolutely.
Right. But and I this does man, that's weird. What just came in is it's devastating and I feel very much for these people and it's like but it almost sounded like a callous thing that came in. It's like, but you know this when you're in Florida, you're in these coastal areas. This is something that you know could happen. It's a potential that can happen. Just like where I'm at, tornadoes are a potentiality. You know that living here, this may happen. It doesn't make it any less when it does happen. It just means you are aware, like you know what to do in a hurricane. Most, so it's like, yeah, the damage is devastating and everything, but there's other reasons for it. Like Tracy's saying, I get this, and she's saying this cleansing. And I even got, it was like, I was thinking, well, it kept saying, well, it's shaking your world. And I'm like, but it's not an earthquake, but it still shakes your foundation. Something like that happens. See, that is when you see things like that, it's too. Shake it, these things. This is how the world it uses nature to shake people awake. All right, so that's and that area. Gosh, this is weird thoughts here thing. That area volunteered to do this for everybody because then when you see those pictures or you know somebody that's there or that's gone through this, then that's when your world is shaken. I don't like this coming out of me. I don't like this. But it feels right. It's not pleasant. But that's the reason for things like that.
And well, like you were saying earlier, Julia, is that there is a sense that you're becoming more sensitive. And so you're probably feeling all the stress and the weight of those in Florida that have been one worrying about getting hit, doing all the prep to prepare for it. And some are relieved of that and it didn't happen. And then others got hit really hard. And so feeling relief and stress and pain and suffering at the same time, you're probably getting a whole big mixed bag of emotions and you're wide open to receiving those signals. So.
And this is interesting because I'm thinking back because I used to live in those areas, and I went through two hurricanes. They hit dead on when I was in Texas. And, as I remember, the thinking process is you just deal with it. It's not like, woe is me. Oh my gosh. I think that's where that's coming from. That's part of life in those parts of the world, those parts of the country. This could happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's not fun. And you're not happy whenever if there is destruction, but that that's part of the life. And it just, you kind of take it with it. It's part of it. Does that make, anyway? But yeah, that doesn't lessen what people have gone through, and not to lessen that at all. I realize that, but I'm just thinking, like, if you put yourself in those people's position, that's part of life, living there. Yeah, it sucks. This happened. I lost everything, but I knew that was part of being here.
Yeah.
The possibility.
And the perks of being there can outweigh that for certain. Yeah. Beautiful area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the pictures yet, so I tend to not
Yeah.
watch like you were doing. You were not watching beforehand. It hasn't come across my path yet to watch it. So
Yeah. It just happened to flash in front of me because I was somewhere where they were playing the footage, but I really do not watch anything of that nature because I just it's not me anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not me to watch anymore. So I have another question for you guys. Have you guys seen any of the footage from the new James Webb telescope?
No.
No?
Was
Oh
gonna
my
say
gosh.
no, and then I feel like I have, but maybe I've just heard about it. Maybe that's
Oh
why it
my
sounds
gosh.
familiar. What? Why? What do you want to tell us about?
Oh wow. They have this footage that it looks like literally like source. It looks amazing. And then I saw on YouTube another, I don't know, it's just, it is from the same telescope, some footage that they had about the moon and how they have this footage with, what is this, like a dish that's on the moon that is so gigantic that they say it cannot be man-made. And they're saying there has to be life, and then there's so many other, you know, things that they have found, and they're showing the images of how they are saying that there is life out there, and that, you know, we've been we haven't had that information for so long.
Finally surfaced. Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm gonna go look that up.
Right. It sounds amazing. Are you in our chat room at all? Is there a link that you could put in the chat?
No, I'm not in the chat or anything. I don't even know how do I go there.
Oh, it's on Facebook. It's VBS Radio TV. And it's and then we're live streaming over there. So, or if you're on Julia's page, my page, I put the links there as well. So you should be able to, if you have us on Facebook anyways. Do you have a Facebook?
Yeah, I do.
That would be lovely if you find us, if you were able to share that. And okay, that would make my life easier. Then I don't have to go look for it. It's all about making it
that link. You're saying put the link in
there. Yeah, put the link in there to the to the telescope, or that footage you're talking about would be amazing to watch. I think that would be awesome.
Yes, I'm still like so floored about it, because they've found so much like light, and they found structures, and they found
You know, we knew that was coming. I mean, it was just a matter of time. I mean, it's been alluded to that it's out there, and you know, they've been very selectively choosing what to let us see. Not to get into conspiracy or anything like that, but that's wonderful if that's showing it. And now it's like, okay, here we are. Boom. Yeah. It really is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
But do you see how that, I'm sorry, do you see how that also, now the ones who are ready to see it will see it, but can you see how that can also be a shaking to foundations, to people? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very cool.
There's some people that are seeing it, and they still don't believe it. They're just, I don't know. They're not ready.
They're not ready. Yeah.
Not ready. And that's okay. That's their choice. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to get there, and yeah, just like we did. They're going to find their way to their trip.
I guarantee you there's stuff going on around us right now that we're not seeing. You know, it's like, it's when you're ready, you will see it. And so,
that's brilliant. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. What is it?
Yeah.
Be able to remember, our conscious mind filters. It filters out tremendously.
Yeah. That's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for calling in and asking the questions and getting those brains moving and are getting us back from vacation and making us think. That's awesome. So
that's so cool. I'm so glad you guys had so much fun and you traveled and everything. I'm really happy for you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll meet someday. Who knows?
Yay.
Absolutely. Not That'll that. Be wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. We got some rebel rousers in the chat room. One goes by the name of Tiffany, the other one by Erica.
That's hard to imagine.
I know. Tiffany says, I'm not interested in seeing other islands. And Erica says, I agree. So I may or may not have called her an island snob, but I totally get it, because Kauai is amazing. It is I actually think I asked somebody to pinch me to make sure I was still in a body, because you think you went to heaven. It is beautiful.
It's so gorgeous.
It, yeah. I mean, It is like eye candy. It is just, there's colors and fragrances and water.
The fruits
Oh,
and the
the
flowers
fruit.
and the
Oh, everywhere.
fruits.
Yeah. And then there's fruit and then fruit and maybe three different kinds of bananas and fruit. And yeah.
More fruit
So,
and fruits I've never seen before.
yeah. Now, maybe Tiffany and Erica need to go to the other islands so that they can appreciate this one even more. I don't know. But there are beautiful things to see on the other islands too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There was one, do you remember that statement? I think it was made on that it was on the cruise that we went on that lovely cruise.
Do we want to talk about that
We
cruise?
will in a minute, but do you remember one thing he said that, well, it reminds me of where I live, the Ozark Mountains, because people go, those aren't mountains, they're just hills. And mom would always get very defiant. She's like, these mountains were eroding. They were sitting here eroding when the Rockies were forming, you know. So it's like it showed it's a very old mountain range. He said that Kauai was 4 million years older than the
Older,
closest
yes.
island. And it's like, and it was sitting there. See, it was like it was eroding, it was doing its stuff before the other ones were even discovered, formed, whatever you want to call it.
And
It's there's a lot of stuff there, a lot of.
a lot of history. And I don't think there was any of us that didn't feel connected to that in some way. I mean, we all were finding our own personal connections to that. And, you know, the beautiful things that we got to do on the island, just again, I was calling it, I think we did the brochure. You know, it's like we did it all. We did the massages, we did the luau, we did the horseback riding, we did the dinner cruise, we did the snorkeling, we, you know, and so on and so
Yeah. Well,
on.
we had to test it all.
We did. We had to get in there, really make sure that we knew what was what. It was great. It was fantastic. And just everywhere you turned around, there was another thing that was so postcard picturesque. And that's one of the things that I did notice about the island is everywhere you looked, things, it was beautiful. It was like everything was beautiful. The alleyway, wow, that's the nicest looking alleyway I've seen. I mean, it's almost that extreme. You know, whereas as the more populated islands, there is, you know, there is the different levels of things to see there.
Do
But
you remember the first day we were there and that person that we met with, and she was talking about how, since COVID, that was like a reset for the islands as well,
yeah.
because it shut off all tra nobody could come in. So it was like they were able to reset,
And
because
I found out Kauai was locked down longer than the other islands.
oh, I didn't hear
I
that.
didn't know that until
I
I
didn't.
went to Maui and they said, oh, yeah, we don't even know how Kauai survived because they were locked down longer than the rest of us.
Well, I know that that hotel that
There's the thought.
I'm computing here. Anyway, the hotel, because I was checking out hotels. We're going to be doing an event in Kauai next year, and so I was checking some things out while I was over there. And the first one she was saying, because I asked her how did it affect them, that hotel was closed for a year. How
Yeah.
they stayed in business, I don't know. Well,
Yeah.
that's.
And you know what, you guys, they took care of those properties. You would never know that it's not like they closed and abandoned the places, right? They maintained those properties and they maintained that island and it was gorgeous. And they were saying that the reefs were restored and things were like animals and
The
wildlife,
fish
the
came
fish were
back.
coming back. Yeah. So
But then she said, so because they were over tourist before and jealous things. So when that happened, it was like a reset. Then the fish came back, and then now, as people come in, they are doing everything, and we saw evidence of this. They are doing everything with, the island in mind, the land in mind. It's like
yeah.
we take care of the land takes care of us. It's a great respect, and that's what they ask. for all tourists that come in. And you feel that. You feel like, I want to respect this place.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, just driving down the road, and you got mountains on both sides, and you can just feel the energy of those mountains and its history and all the things that Island must have seen, you know?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, it's, well, we know it has at least 4 million years worth of stuff going on.
At least, yeah. Such an astronomical number, it's hard to wrap your mind around it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. I'm guessing that Tiffany and Erica dropped off. They didn't come back in to have any rebuttals to my comment. But Tiffany and Erica were with us on that trip, if you guys didn't pick that up. So, yeah, that we all developed a love for Kauai that I think we shared for sure. And it'll be fun to explore that again. So, yeah. And I came home and, you know, now my son is like, well, maybe I'd go to Hawaii. I like Hawaii. I'll travel with you there. And it's like, you want to go on the horseback riding? Don't you? Kind of. And you want to go. You know, it's like all the things that mm-hmm. he was saying that we were
yeah,
doing.
I saw what you were doing.
Yeah. I think in his mind, when I say, let's go to Hawaii, he thinks we're just going to go sit on a beach and watch waves all day or something.
And we did that over. Too.
Yeah, but there's actually other things to do there and mm-hmm. have fun and eat. I mean,
yeah, that first time
a lot of eating.
You guys were snorkeling and
yeah, we saw a turtle mm-hmm. when we were doing that. Lots of fish and a turtle. Mm-hmm. So that was exciting. And I even got some underwater footage with it takes patience to get to the turtle, but I got it. So I was happy. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had our token day of sitting on the beach and watching the waves, although some of us did go out there. Those were big waves.
Oh my God.
North side of the island. That's where the surfers are. So they were. And
yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, that was that it gives you respect for the ocean. It really does.
Major respect for the ocean. Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about the boat.
Yeah. you know, the Nepali coast is this part of the island that you can only get to. You can't drive there. You can only get there by boat or by helicopter.
Erica just popped in and said, I almost died. She goes, let's get real. I almost died. We can go back to that story.
Yeah, the waves. I would say those waves, they're really tough. And Erica went out further into the waves. I just went, because of what Erica's experienced, I just went a little ways and I stood, and even that was scary. You know, they come in, they're powerful waves. What got me scared was when the water would come back out. You know, it's like it comes in and then it goes back out in the ocean. Usually that's a nothing, you know, it just comes past you and just goes on out. That had a bigger pull sometimes than the wave coming in. It was like, when it did that, it's like, it's time to go in. This is getting scary. I don't know what's about to happen here. It's going to pull me in, you know? So it's like, time to get out.
Now, there was a moment there that I thought that maybe Julia was pushing Tiffany into the water. She claims that she was, you know, they were just holding on to each other so that the wave didn't, you know, do the thing where one comes.
Yes, I was off balance. I was about to fall and I grabbed, you know, she was too. We both were doing this.
Yeah.
And I grabbed her.
Once everybody was in and we knew everyone was safe, then we could giggle a little bit, but it was intense. You know, it was like, it was quite brutal out there. And yeah, Erica took a good little tumble in it. And so did Monica. Mm-hmm. Thank God for those girls being young and strong and
good swimmers,
and knowledgeable of good swimmers. It would have been a different story with me. I'm so glad that I didn't think I can do what they do. And so,
and I was just standing there. I wasn't doing anything. I was just standing there and I could feel that was, you know, no, we're not. Yeah. We're not doing this. I'm not going to be part of the ocean. I'm okay being up here.
Yeah, it gives you respect. Okay, now we can go back to
Nepali Coast. The Nepali coastline, you've probably seen so many times, and they're in films and things because it's magical, it's majestic, it's gorgeous, but you can only get there by boat or by helicopter or by planes as well. That's the only way you can see that side. And that side, I mean, that's been filmed a lot. It's in a lot of movies. Jurassic Park was filmed there, and that's where a lot of it was done, in these areas that you can only get to by helicopter or by, these other means. So that's kind of what I wanted to see. I really wanted to, never seen that part of the island. I've been there.
History.
Yeah, exactly. And so we're going, it's like, oh, that sounds so cool. A dinner cruise, we'll just putt, 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 and have our food and wonderful.
This idea of dinner cruise, I think probably we all had a different picture in our mind than what we actually experienced.
Exactly. And it was like, yeah, it'll be, it's kind of like I had the thought of, the cruises I've been on are the big ships, and they just go really slow, and they just, it's no problem. Yeah, you might feel it a little bit, but you're meandering your way, and then you eat on there, and it's all grand and pretty. And this, he's not putt-putting. He's going, and there's these swells and waves, and he just after a little bit of that, we started getting sick. Well, I think it's funny that we were the only ones that got sick, but when you look at our group, it was half of our group. So it's like that's a big percentage, but we were the only ones on the ship. But yeah, there was three of us that just kind of, mine manifested as a really, really bad headache. The others were very sick to the sick, sick, sick. But anyway, it was a wonderful experience still. I mean, yeah, I was like, I want to get off this boat, but it was such a magnificent sight. I
And we
mean,
got the dolphins.
we had the dolphins. Luckily, they came before sickness.
Thank
So
goodness.
right at the beginning of it. But oh, and it was so fun because this happens so much to us when we go places. Or even when we actually intentionally go on a dolphin swim, and we used to do that, and they were always saying things like, "Well, they've never done this before. They stayed, it's like different behavior than what is normal for them, or something." And here in this one, there's dolphins, and they come up, and I mean, it's a bunch of a school of
They're
dolphins,
jumping up and
they're
spinning
spinning and putting on a show and everything. And the captain's like, "I just want you to know that less than 5% of our cruises ever have dolphins appear." It's like, yes. It always
called in the dolphins. We called in the dolphins. We were so
Yeah.
happy.
We were also calling in the mermaids, but I hadn't, I think those were on another dimension.
Oh my gosh. No, it happened. It was when
Oh.
I went to Maui. Rick, Sean's husband, had a merman necklace. And I was like, there it is. There's the
There you
merman.
go. There you go.
And he said, have you ever seen a merman necklace before? I was like, no. And it was this big. I mean, like the merman was a big
Okay.
crystal, probably like a jade crystal. I don't know what, actually, it was kind of a reddish color now that I think about it. But anyway, so I got the merman. Okay, so we did that too.
Yay. Okay, great. You did it. Yeah. But I had the feeling. It's kind of like when we go to Yosemite and I could feel the ship appear. It's like, I didn't call it, but I could feel it. It was that kind of a thing. I could feel, because Sarah kept
You
asking me,
felt
well, where's the mermaid? Where's the mermaid? You manifested this, you can manifest that now. And then after she walked away, I was like, I tapping in, and I felt
Oh,
that they
I
were
love
there.
that.
So they were there, just in another dimension. Which makes
Yeah,
sense that they would be a dimensional being.
it totally does. I had a dimensional experience on this trip, but that's for another time. But
Well, wait a minute.
well, I do think that we experienced a lot of dimensions as our group. And then I felt like I experienced some of that in Maui as well. Well, I'll give a simple one. We were sitting on the beach yesterday morning, and that's right. I got to go to the beach before I got on an airplane, so that was fun. But we're sitting there, and in front of us, there's this big hole. Somebody dug a big hole in the sand. But when we got there, I didn't see a big hole.
Okay.
It went out in the water, swam around. I brought my my goggles, my whatever, and there's nothing to see over in that part. It was really kind of more of a swimming area. And every once in a while, I guess turtles show up. No turtles. So I walked back up to our chairs and I put my my phone, my little phone case that I have for the water, and my goggles down, and went back out to the water. Still didn't see any big hole. And then we come back, we're all done swimming. We come back up and we sit down to kind of dry off. And we're sitting there and I'm like, where did that big hole come from? Did somebody just dig that? And I just like totally missed it. And they're like, no, that's been there the whole time. Like it was so obvious.
Oh, so they saw it, but you didn't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, what just happened there? Because they saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big hole, like a person, a body could fit in this hole. I'm not going to miss that.
Can't miss that.
Like, and I was up and down, back and forth on the beach a couple of times. And I'm like, and we were sitting there for a while before I noticed it. And then I'm like, and it was right in front of me.
I will say you probably fell in it.
I could have fallen in it. Like from my chair, it was 10 feet out right in front of me.
Wow.
And it was big enough for somebody to put their body in it and bury themselves, you know, and whatever. And they both were like, no, that was there when we set her chairs up. And I'm like, no, I would have seen a hole like that. So tell me what that was. That was interesting.
Well, it's definitely different dimensions, but it's interesting. I wonder what they saw when you walked. And like, were they watching you? I mean, did you just walk across it? I mean, in their mind, what they saw, did you walk around it? Did you walk?
Well, I must have just walked. I don't know. I don't know. Because, yeah, you're right. Technically, I would have either walked right.
If you were in the same dimension as they were and where they saw it, then that dimension, you might have gone around. I just if they were paying attention, you
yeah,
know?
They probably weren't. But how interesting, right? And mm-hmm. Anyway, so that was one thing. And then I had a dream that I went to another dimension. God, I'm getting the tickles on my head. You know how they do that when they're like, "We're talking to you." So I went into another dimension in the dream. And in that dimension was my, I don't know what you would call them, the counterpart, the significant other, the love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go off and have this lifetime. I don't remember the lifetime. I just have a knowing that I did it. I went and had this lifetime with this energy, this person. And it was very powerful. And it was like this person that I know that I've been looking for. I don't know what he looked like. It was definitely a very masculine energy. Don't know what he looked like. Don't know. I didn't get to remember what that felt like. Mm. I just know I got to do it. And then I was brought back to this moment, or the moment that I was doing, stepping into the other dimension. And I had a choice. And my choice was to come to stay here in this physical body, being who I am here, or going and staying with that other energy.
Yeah.
But I got to see the consequences of my choice if I were to leave.
And it really is, to me, because to me, you're in both of them. It's just your consciousness is on this one. So I bet the other one's still going on.
Well, yeah, this version of me was going to join that then because they said, if you choose to stay here, it will appear you died.
Oh, okay.
I was told that. And so I don't know if this was like a near-death experience or something equivalent to it.
Okay.
But they said, if you stay here, this is how it will affect your children.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all I needed, and I stayed because I was also very aware that my time here is very short to when I do go to that other dimension. That's going to be a very large part of what we would consider time. So the time here is very, very minimal.
So do you have any understanding, like, are you able to do that at another time, like it's just not right now. It's like maybe wanting to see how much you wanted it. I feel like it's going. It's over there already. So it's a matter of when you choose.
Well, of course, it would be, because it's in another dimension happening, and there's that aspect of me, I'm sure, that's there. But apparently there's not an aspect of him here. And that's what was they were showing me. There's not an aspect of him here. I will not get that partner here.
Okay.
Is
so
what
the person you're looking for
dream,
is not in this dimension.
Not in this dimension.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you got a glimpse, you got the feel. Oh, and the, I you can't go visit.
I
feel
can
like you
go
can.
Visit.
Yeah, I feel like you can.
Yeah. I don't know if going to visit would be a detriment for me in this physical life, because I wanted to be there. And I have things that I need to do here.
It could be a really long distance relationship.
Yeah. Very much. And so
now, I'll be back.
I always have to mention jumping. Yeah. So anyway, so that was a really wild experience.
Yes.
And
very cool.
I woke up from that going, huh, that probably wasn't a dream. That was probably a journey.
Yeah.
So, and then Sean thanked me for not choosing the other route, because I was in her house. And she goes, I really appreciate that you stayed here so that we didn't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
So anyways, so that was really interesting to have that happen. And so here I am, guys. I stayed. So.
Well, I'm glad you stayed.
Thank you. I hate that. Yeah, so it's funny because these things don't happen very often, but when they do, it's pretty profound when it happens, and it's like, wow, okay. So every once in a while I'll get a message on a very deep, deep, deep level, and it's that was one. And it does, it helps to know, you know, because I've been single, divorced for almost 18 years. And, you know, you start to wonder, is there just nobody else out there for me?
Mm-hmm.
And now I know there isn't. There might be somebody else out there for me to share experiences with, but it's not going to be
not
that love
that
of your life. Yeah.
That you're wanting.
Sorry to any future person that I date. You'll probably, I didn't mean to say you won't be the love of my life, because I'm sure,
yeah, you can have,
love
lots
of love
different
in me.
Kinds. That's the, it's just that one that you are, you know, that
the one. Yeah, that one that holds that sacred union level of intensity probably isn't out there.
Mm. But you can still have some really good ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that because I have really good friends, and I know that works. So
yeah, absolutely.
Lots of relationships to have. So that's all good. But that was one of my experiences. So yeah, there was a lot of magic. Oh my gosh, our show's over.
I know. I was what? Like, okay, we're going to wind it up here, but I was going to let you finish.
Wow. See, now we were having the opposite in Hawaii. It was like we did so many things, and we're like, oh, it's only noon. Like,
yeah.
Now it's like,
it was like five days in one.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, so there's our stories to be continued.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Wow.
Very good. Tracy, how can people find you?
TracyMahan.com or QHHTOfficial.com. I'm Level 3 practitioner, Portland, Oregon area. Well, I'm not in Portland, but that's where you would find me, is in Oregon. And Julia, how about, how do people find practitioners? How do they find how to be a practitioner, and so on?
All things QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, QHHTOfficial.com. You can learn how to become a practitioner. You can learn how to take the course. You can learn how to find a practitioner to have a session. So all things QHHT at that site. And this is the technique that my mother Dolores Cannon created and developed over her her career. And then you can also go to juliacannon.com if you want to see how to understand the language of your body when it comes to illnesses, aches and pains and diseases.
Okay, the audience is making me cry. They're all saying thank you for staying.
Yeah.
Like, you're so sweet. Love you. All right. And I love you, Julia. And all right, everybody, we will see him. I think we'll see him next week, right?
Planning on it. I think we're going to be here, yeah.
Okay.
Let you all go right, off everybody. With your, you know, your
I'll be here. I have things to do.
Yes. Anyway, love you all. Thank you so much for being
Bye,
here.
Everybody.
Bye.